Today's hit music is on C90.
What?
In case you missed it, or you just want to laugh again.
Sure. No, you don't.
Oh, me. Yes, I do.
Here's this morning's phone jibba.
Just your attitude alone will keep you from getting a job with us.
With Morton in the Morning.
Today's hit music is on Z90. Morton in the Morning. Jibba, are you ready for another phone jibba?
Okay, we called a jeweler and made an appointment for husband and wife to come in to have a ring looked at.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm going to call and say, hey, listen, when my wife comes in and you look at that ring, don't tell her that the stone is fake.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
In fact, you got to lie and tell her it's a real diamond.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's our phone prank, the phone jibba.
And jewelers. Hello.
Yeah, hi, my name is Rick Miller, and I have an appointment. We're coming in today about 2:30 with my wife, Charlotte.
Yeah, no, I see it right here. How can I help you, sir?
Well, there's an issue that I really, really need your cooperation with. My wife is coming in today to get a new setting for her wedding ring. We've been married for 15 years, and I love this woman. Thank you. You'll understand why I'm calling you then. She wants to, at the same time, have her ring appraised. I'm sure she told you when she set up the appointment, right?
Yes, she did.
I'm going to tell you something up front.
I said it here in the notes.
Right. You've got to keep it to yourself. This, you're going to find out that this is not a real stone, okay? And for reasons I won't go into, at the time when I had it made, I told her it was a real diamond. I couldn't afford one, and I always thought I would upgrade and get a new one, and I just never got around to it. And now here it is, D-Day. You're going to be looking through your magnifying glass at this ring and realize real quick it's not a real diamond. And it, seriously, if you want to see a volcanic eruption, look her in the face and tell her that for 15 years she's been wearing a fake stone on her finger.
You know, I'd love to help with that, but, you know, I could run into a lot of problems. You know, we have a reputation to uphold here.
I'm
the finest jewelry. And
listen, I'm not calling that into question. What I'm asking you is, just this once, help me out. It's not going to hurt anybody if she thinks that she has a real stone. If you tell her that it's a real stone, she'll believe it.
I think it might not hurt anybody, but, I mean, the reality is our reputation's on the line. If it gets out,
well, your reputation's not
to somebody that, no, we're selling.
Your reputation's not on the line, because I'm going to go along with it, and that's that. What if she goes somewhere else? I'll just say that person doesn't know what they're talking about. You do.
I don't know if I can help you out with this one.
You've got to come through.
It's a real topic of professionalism. You know, we only sell quality jewelry at this location.
Okay, well, you're not selling her jewelry. You're just looking at hers and telling her, hey.
Yeah, but you want me to appraise this to put our name on it.
You don't have to put your name on it. Just say, well, you know what? It's hard to gauge exactly because of the age of the stone, but I would say $15,000 to $20,000 for a stone like this.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that for you, my man. I wish.
On.
I mean, if you come in, I'll do my part.
Okay, well, what is your part?
You're going to
look her. Do you really want to look her in the face? And what are you going to say to her? I got to be honest with you. This isn't a real stone. It's a cubic zirconia. Do you want to break a woman's heart? Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, I'm not the one that's going to break a woman's heart. Maybe.
Well, you would break her heart if you tell her the truth.
Well, you've got 15 years to come clean with this. Or maybe in 15 years you could have borrowed a ring and I could have sold you a nice diamond.
Okay, let's practice. So what do you think this is worth?
Honestly, I can't put my professional opinion on this, ma'am. I'd have to look at it in detail. And
okay.
My opinion is...
Well, just give me a ballpark. Is it like 1,000 or 20,000?
Yeah, it could be like 500. Oh, man, I don't know how to help you, man.
You're killing me. Do you want to watch a divorce happen right in the center of your store? Oh, my God. All right, listen.
You and your wife.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to come to the store with her. You look at her hand, and do you tell her what that stone would really be worth if it were a real diamond? And then later tonight, when she falls asleep, I'll wet her finger, slide the ring off, and then I'll secretly bring it to you. We'll do a switcheroo and put the real stone in. We'll set up a payment plan, and then I'll put it back on her finger, and then your reputation's not at risk. Because really, you're telling her what the value of the stone you're selling me is worth.
Man, you're a real schemer.
A schemer? I'm a planner.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this through. Do you want our business or not?
This 15 years ago, man.
Dude, listen, the only thing...
I don't think I can help you with your scheming plans with your wife.
Would you ever do a phone prank?
Would I do a phone prank?
Yeah.
On who? For what?
Maybe on you. Maybe this isn't even real. Maybe this is the phone jibba.
What the hell is a phone jibba?
It's a phone prank, man. It's Rick. It's Rick.
Man, I knew this had to be a bunch of BS. Who on earth is going to call me and shot his wife a ring 15 years ago?
Oh, come on, man. It could happen.
I'm like, how does somebody get around having a cubic zirconia for 15 years?
Today's hit music is on Z90.
Don't miss the phone, Jibbo.
06-735-20.
Wait a minute. That's a little too long.
Weekday mornings on the 50s.
See, man, why are you going to do me like that?
Morton in the Morning. And today's hit music is on Z90.